I think the most difficult thing in my mind about this man David, King David, who Nathan the prophet had come and had said, "Thou art the man," because it wasn't hid from God what David had did with Bathsheba. It wasn't hid from God the fact that he had had Uriah the Hittite sent into battle and had the armies withdraw so he would be murdered. That wasn't hid from God. But now, King David is living a lie. He's living a lie before the people to save face, because he didn't want the nation to know what he had done. And thought he'd gotten by with it. But as I said, to me, the thing that stands out the most in my mind is the fact that he's walking around living a lie. I mean, knowing what he did, knowing that God could not be pleased with this, and just beaming and smiling and just living life. But inside something happens. It's like something dies within you. Because here was David, a lover of God. I explained to you earlier in the week about how he loved to play that harp and how he loved to praise God. Well, you see, all of that becomes very, very shallow when there's sin in one's heart. When there's sin and disobedience, things that has not been rectified, things have not been confessed. And God knows all about it. And you go to God and you try to pray and you try to worship him, but it's just all shallow because it's not anything happening because the Spirit of God is not there. You see, David lived this for quite a bit of time here. And in some ways, it might have been even refreshing to him when Nathan exposed it. And not only did it happen that Nathan exposed it, but Nathan the prophet told David, he says, "What you did in secret, God is going to reveal it before the whole nation." And that happened during the rebellion of his son Absalom. And the other thing that he said to David, he says, "The sword is not going to depart from your house." And we know about the Adonijah and him raping his sister Tamar, and then his brother Absalom murdering him, and then Absalom rebelling against David, against the kings and kingdom. All of those happen. All of those things happen in David's life because of his sin and his disobedience and his cover-up. You see, God is a seeker of mercy, and God will have his vengeance. Because the truth of the matter is that nothing is hid as we walk this walk and we live this life. God knows it all. He knows about it all. That's why it's so important that we as believers just come clean before God. Confess our sins. Don't try to hide it from God, because he knows. He knows. And the only way that you'll have peace in your heart is when you just go to him. Just be honest. Just tell it like it is. And beg for his forgiveness. And repent. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.